Hello, St. Luke. This is Monsignor Schadel. I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon, March 19th, about 3:15 from the rectory. You might be able to hear the bell tower playing the customary music that we normally play at the conclusion of the school day each day during carpool. But of course, there's no carpool. There's an empty parking lot over there. I'm sending you this at the suggestion of one of our parishioners, Charmaine. She had a suggestion that maybe it'd be comforting for you to hear from your pastor during this time of crisis with the coronavirus business going on and so on and so forth. I never thought that people would hear my voice as something comforting, but here we go. By the way, you might know that I had a career in radio broadcasting before I entered the seminary to study for the priesthood. And after I was ordained to the priesthood, my dear old dad told me that he liked me better when I was on the radio, because then he could turn me off. Well, here's your chance if you wish. It's my idea to just informally let you know what's going on around here. And today, absolutely nothing is going on around here. It kind of reminds me of Christmas vacation when lots of people are gone, the office is closed, school is closed. It's extremely quiet. Today is the Feast of St. Joseph, March 19th, so it's my patronal feast day, and also feast day for Father Joby. Joby is an Indian name, derivative or form of Joseph, so it's Father Joby's feast day too. You know, reflecting on the life of St. Joseph, like us at the moment, poor old St. Joseph, at least in the Bible, everything was a crisis for him. He was engaged to be married to Mary, but then he found out that she was already with child. What was that all about? Finally, that gets corrected by the message of an angel in a dream. They go to Bethlehem to be counted in the census. The inn is full, no place to stay. Another crisis. They end up in the stable. We all know the story. And then shortly after that, the flight into Egypt. They could not go back home because Herod was seeking the child, the newborn king of the Jews, to kill him. So another crisis. And then when our Lord was 12 years old, another crisis. He's lost in the temple for 3 days. Joseph and Mary were frantic. And so St. Joseph faced one crisis after another in his life. He never says a word in the Bible. And we don't hear any more about St. Joseph after that loss of Jesus in the temple. He's not present at the crucifixion, so we assume that somewhere along the line, St. Joseph died. And dying, he probably had Mary and Jesus on opposite sides of his deathbed. And so that's why we honor St. Joseph as the patron of a happy death and a patron of crisis. So he's a good person to turn to. We've just received the news that our schools in Indiana will not reopen, if they do even then, until May 1st. Well, in addition to today, March 19th, May 1st is also a feast of St. Joseph. It's the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. So let's pray that by that feast day of St. Joseph, May 1st, things will at least begin to return to normal. So I'll conclude this little message with a special prayer to St. Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good St. Joseph, God called you to be Father and protector of His only begotten Son, Jesus, and His Holy Mother Mary. We now call upon you for your fatherly protection against the coronavirus pandemic. Pray for our loved ones, especially those most vulnerable, healthcare workers, and us, so that we may avoid being infected, and pray for the healing of all who are infected. We also call on you as a patron of all workers to intercede for those who have lost their jobs. Ask the Lord to help them trust in His providence and quell their anxieties. Help us also to be charitable and generous and patient with those who are in need. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope to speak to you again tomorrow during this same, or using this same medium. And never forget, we trust in the providence which so far has never failed us.